Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Start your day with God as you wake up daily. After listening and praying with Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet. It is published monthly, authored by me. TPGF members, wherever you are on earth, subscribe for it online. You can do a one-year subscription or do so monthly with a token. The Bible study section and the prayer section will help you grow spiritually. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Saturday, the 13th day in January 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. 2024 is a leap year. God will leap you forward this year. I speak to the angel of the first month to go all out on errand for you. Your January blessings shall not be deferred in February. Your desired miracle will start arriving early. God is giving you the best this year. You shall not be stranded, be delayed, or denied in any way. You will move from the minimum to maximum this year. You shall jump levels. God will help you to catch up where you are delayed previously or slow down. Who is this? I prophesy. You will enter the realm of fortune this year. You will reach a level you have never been able to reach before. You will experience fearful favors that will draw tears of joy from your eyes. These prophetic declarations I daily make to your life shall become your realities. Go forward. I say go forward this year. Now do this. Take 2, 3, or 4 steps where you are and say, I am making progress. Say, I am moving forward in Jesus' name. God said to us, I'm giving you 7 years of flourishing seasons this year. You will not miss yours. 7 years of flourishing and blossoming seasons beginning from this year. So he said, you should prophetically change or reposition 7 things around you and back it up with the sacrificial seed as explained. Then send 7 major desire changes to our global prayer altar. As you comply and you pray, yours shall be fulfilled and delivered in full. Open your hands, everybody. From today, everything you do with these hands, you will do well. This year, we provide you and do great things. Why many people are apprehensive, afraid of this year, what this year will bring, economically and politically and otherwise, you shall be excelling. This shall be your best year so far and for your own household. If you have pain in any part of your body, lay hands on that place and let me pray. I prophesy, be healed in that area. Be healed in Jesus' name. Remove your hand and check up the place. Pains are gone. Praise the Lord. January 13th, celebrant your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed on your birthday. May God bless you specially and inspire good people to also bless you materially. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's move fast. 1st issues for teaching and for mentoring and guidance today. My TPGF and our daddy, please, I want to know what makes a man urinate regularly for 3 or more times in the night. Wow, frequent urination, especially at night, is a symptom of enlarged prostate and also diabetes. I will urge you to see a urologist immediately for proper examination and medical help. Listeners, when you are 40 years and above, don't wait to take ill before doing regular medical examination. I do an annual comprehensive medical checkup. I listen and comply with my doctor's advice. I combine that with prayers and self-discipline. I do 1 hour walk and jogging 4 days a week. I have lived that way for 52 years without sickness one day. Yes, no sickness one day. I tell you everything about myself so that you can also learn from it and do likewise. Next, Daddy, my husband is a strong pastor in Redeem. He hates me praying at home. He has many times taken all my anointing oil and handkerchief. He takes my underwears, pants, brassiere, gadu, and calves. He has 6 of his family members with us now. I am tired and I want to pack out. Please, your urgent advice. Wow, how come? If you are referring to the Redeemed we know and love and respect, no, this is not the practice in Redeemed. Redeemed people and pastors, they pray and they respect their wife. Maybe it's a different Redeemed because you did not specify. Well, he must have a superior pastor over him. Why not bring his immediate superior pastor to the matter? He may have his reasons. Let him voice it out before the overseer. From that meeting, you too will know what is happening and what to change. We pray for peace in your home. Packing out should not be the first option. Next, Daddy, things are not working well for me. I don't pay my tithe because I don't have job doing now. Last year, July, my mom came to visit me in Abuja where I stay. She took ill and passed on. August this year, thieves entered my house and stole my plasma TV, my laptop, my phone, and bags. Are things not working well because I don't pay tithes? Wow, you said it all. Certainly, yes. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 says, bring ye all tithes. Bring your tithes to my storehouse. Try ye me, if I will not open the windows of heaven. Verse 11 says, I will rebuke the devourers for your sake. You see, what you have narrated happening to you now are the work of devourers in your life. You lost your job. Your mom came on a visit and passed on. Thieves broke into your house and stole all your valuables. How long will you wait disobeying God? I pray the enemy will not touch your health. No excuse is good enough for a child of God not paying tithe. If you are a child of God who wish to live by God's standard, start tithing. Make sacrificial seed, as we say here. Then look for work. Do it well. All effort minus God will end up in a nullity. I can't force anyone to believe God and obey his word that I teach here, like tithing, paying seed, and all. However, I owe us a duty under God to teach the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and leave everyone to do as he or she believed to do. I sympathize with you on all these losses, but please return to God quickly, obey his word, and serve him. You will see positive changes. Next, you said yesterday while explaining how to do warfare prayers that believers should always pray with Bible verses. Then my question is, what if one is able to say the words in that verse while praying but cannot exactly quote the Bible verses? Is there any difference? Will the prayer still be answered? Wow, oh yes. Quoting the scriptures, even if you cannot specifically name the book, it's all right, provided that you quote it correctly and apply it well. It is still okay. God will answer the prayers. Next, good day, TPGF. Can I drink water in the morning during fasting period, even though I am not on medication or drugs? Wow, oh yes, you can drink a little water to hydrate your internal organs. Drinking water during fast does not break fast. Next, good morning, sir. My question goes thus, what could be wrong when what one has been praying for is yet to arrive? Thank you, sir. Wow, I have said this again and again. 2 keys should guide us in prayer if you want your prayers answered. 1, connect your prayer request to the Bible. Did God promise you the thing you are asking him for in the Bible? 2, does that request line up with God's purpose for your life? So, discover purpose, identify scripture for prayer. If you put these 2 together, your prayers will receive immediate answer. I have taught us this severally. I pray for understanding for all of us. We will build on this tomorrow. I hope it's blessing you. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so for us regularly. Let God use you to bring more members to join this global family of TPGF. Today is our communion service online Saturday. After this ministration, please take yours. Believe God for divine intervention. Serving God is not only in wearing collar behind the pulpit. No, feeding the poor, helping the aged, feeding the hungry, taking care of the poor, the orphan, and the less privileged. They are all ways of serving God. Community development, church support, etc. Rebroadcasting Turning Point to your contact, paying your tithe, sacrificial seed, giving like the type we are currently doing, the 777 thing attached to the 7 desired requests for changes. These are all ways of serving God. Prayers for us too, and prayer for people. They are great way of serving God. Please do so as God gives you the grace. TPGF kit is now available. We all asked for it. Now it's available. TPGF kit is made up of TPGF cap, face cap, TPGF t-shirt, TPGF wristband. TPGF members worldwide, obtain yours in Nigeria, SMS, chat, or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392. For more information on how to get your own in UK and Europe, even from America, SMS or chat or call Pastor Franklin on 0795-650-4536. Do so. You'll be directed how to get your own. Let every TPGF members wear it with joy, with pride. If anybody asks you, which one is TPGF? That's a good opportunity to connect that person to our links. Bring out your phone and say, this is the link. Join TPGF families. Let this brand grow. We are brand ambassadors of TPGF. Be proud, be happy to wear your own everywhere. I prophesy to everyone's life today, God will begin to take you higher and higher in all areas of life. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. TPGF, truly blessed. Peace. I love you. Bye.